Commercial development continues to grow in Jonesboro. Northeast Jonesboro is seeing the most activities. Developments taking place near the $400 million NEA Baptist Medical Campus along Highway 49 North. The old Craighead County Fairgrounds is also seeing work being done as businesses being developed. One area that's also being looked at is near the Highway 63 bypass. Developers have been looking at an almost 40-acre tract that currently houses a dilapidated Arkansas Services Center building on McClellan Drive. Arkansas State University, the State Department of Human Services, and the State Department of Community Education have agreed to sell that property to the Jonesboro Advertising and Promotion Commission for $1.1 million for possible placement of a convention center and hotel in that area. Josh Brown is with Haig Brown Commercial and Real Estate Development. He tells about what he would like to see at the potential future site of the convention center in Jonesboro on McClellan Drive.
We've got some really neat ideas if a convention center were to locate there on how to tie it into all of the hotels and restaurants and then all of the fairgrounds project. But it's one of the more exciting things, I guess, that we've ever looked at because it's got some parts of this development that would make it unlike anything kind of Jonesboro's ever seen, because we're the least walkable city in the country right now, or one of the least, one like bottom three. But our goal is to make everything within Caraway Stadium, Highland, and the interstate down there with all the hotels really, really walkable, or the very minimum with a bicycle or a scooter or something. With lots of lights and green spaces and water features. And
the 39.68 acres of land proposed for a new convention center would be split into two parts. One part would be owned by the Jonesboro Advertising and Promotion Commission for the convention center and hotel, and the rest would be leased to the developer of the land. Brown says that 15 acres of land that the promotion commission would receive would be valuable and could do a lot for Jonesboro.
I would probably go as far to say as if we could do a convention center and hotel and restaurant on that 14 acres, the implications it would have for everything else may be the biggest project kind of we've ever seen outside of the small Turtle Creek.
What makes that land for a new convention center so attractive is its close proximity to U.S. Highway 63 in Jonesboro, an extremely busy stretch of highway that's called the future Interstate 555. Across town from that location is Highway 49 North, a busy four-lane highway that takes travelers to Jonesboro and Paragould. Brown also tells about the busy commercial development that is in Northeast Jonesboro.
We have completed 18 transactions out there in the last 3 years with big, and usually our transactions are with something new, Dairy Queen, Subway, Demos Barbecue, all of those guys. But we have our two biggest projects we've ever done out there are pending right now. So we've got a whole 30-acre development that's under contract and waiting to close. If it closes, it'll bring some restaurants and so forth out there. I think everybody's would really like.
He says the state of health care in Jonesboro has played a critical role in bringing more growth to the area.
Well, this health care thing is a game changer, and it's not just with Baptist and what they're doing, but what NEA and Baptist have partnered doing on this healthcare campus, it makes the pie, the medical pie, twice as big in Jonesboro. And what that means is when you did that with the Mall at Turtle Creek, when it opened, it made the retail pie twice as big. So instead of 150 or 200,000 people shopping in Jonesboro, that number became 400 to 500,000 people. Well, our medical trade area is not like that. I mean, we've got good companies, but we're not to the level of, or we've not been to the level of a Memphis or Little Rock. So with Baptist doing this new facility and St. Bernard spending a lot of money to kind of ramp up their efforts too, you have got, we're drawing a medical trade area that I think will maybe double. And when you double that medical trade area, sky's the limit. I mean, you add a lot of people living here, a lot of people spending money here, investing money here, a lot of industries looking at you.
And that's Josh Brown with Haig Brown Commercial and Real Estate Development. Brown says that names will be released soon about which businesses and chains are moving into properties that are being built on the old fairgrounds property, as well as Stadium Drive in Northeast Jonesboro along Highway 49 North.